Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you getting out of bed, put those feet on the floor, and get out in your backyard, fire up a smoker grill or even a deep fryer, because you know what? Tailgate season is here. It's Saturday. We got a full lineup of college football, man. It doesn't get any better than this. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks, Jop. And coming to you live this morning from downtown Beer City, USA, in the ESPN studios, also heard to you up north on the Twister and on 98.5 UPS. Thanks for taking a little time and joining us. Jop, tomorrow is the 15th anniversary of 9/11, and we just want to, I guess, pause for a moment and think about that horrible day that changed our country forever.
It did, in so many ways that we live differently now as a result of that, and damn them. But it also really kind of galvanized our country, and we came together. And as these, I'll stop with a superlative, but as these people continue to terrorize our country, we just continue to have resolve.
Well, and I don't know that we do anymore. That's my fear, is that our southern border is wide open and tens of thousands of people are coming across, and the Homeland Security says 40% are other than Mexican.
Sure.
Yeah. So anyway,
well, we've got a political climate that's ever changing there, and you know, those aren't things that we can solve, but we certainly are aware of them.
I heard Tuesday that Great Britain decided to build a wall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right in Calais, where you get on the ship to go over to England. Yeah, I guess a lot of those lorries, which is what they call their trucks, are getting attacked by all the migrants there. So anyway, on to some better news. Sobey Meats helped me out. I was out in Pennsylvania this week, and Sobey Meats hooked me up with a bunch of brisket and butts and some chuck roast, chicken wings, and, of course, their infamous hot sticks.
Oh, yeah. You can't go anywhere without those.
And so I went out to Lancaster, PA. But before I left, I also went to Siciliano's and got a fantastic box of beer, because my buddies that are meeting me from Arctic all love Michigan beer, so I had to bring, of course, Witz in. I brought just a beautiful variety of stuff, and it's so nice to show up with this great, just beautiful melody of awesome brews. But speaking of beautiful melody, that chicken wing we just tasted was pretty good.
We do. A little bit later in the show, we've got Jack's coming on, which is a new sandwich shop and smokehouse in West Michigan. And he was smart enough. I can tell the guy's already got a great businessman, because he brought a bunch of barbecued food here to the studio for us to give a try. So a little bit later in the show, we'll be breaking some of that down.
I noticed our producer, Mr. Fonger, was having a little trouble touching the buttons after having that wing in his hand.
Yeah, well, he was just sliding between them is all he was doing, because he had a little sauce on that hand. But anyway, good stuff. We're looking forward to breaking that down and introducing you to those guys.
How'd your last week go?
Last week was fun, except that Barbecue Bob bestowed a gift upon me about 3 weeks ago, in that you know, he's a man of many grills, and he brought over his Tech grill, that and he gave it to me as a gift, which was a wonderful gift, because brand new, those are a couple $1,000, and he just said, you know what, you need this, and I don't anymore. So it was fantastic. So
did you get a new ceramic plate?
I did not yet. But
I think I have one in my garage.
I know. I tried to use it with it broken, and it worked okay.
Yeah,
not great.
Up.
But that was my last weekend. Is that I went up to some friend's place, a cottage. It was invited up, very nice, on a little lake in northern
Michigan.
And
you brought that?
By Hesperia, and I brought it with me, because that was the only portable grill I had. But it worked.
Okay.
Is where I'm going is I could get the glass on either side of the crack to sit up there, and I cooked on it. But did kebabs. I did chicken, beef, and shrimp kebabs, three different ways, three different meats. And I tell you what, they turned out pretty good. And what a great way. I was able to put those together before I got there. Right. So I took some time. I'm sitting around and in the evening and the night before we went up there and put them all together, put them in the marinade and just let them set overnight. So when I got there, it wasn't a lot of fussing and farting around. It was like, hey, anybody hungry? 10 minutes, we're eating. Right. Because I can pull that stuff out of the little boxes and put it on the grill. And kebabs cook so quick.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the shrimp.
Yeah.
Man, they're done in 2 or 3 minutes. Uh-huh. But I took the shrimp and you know how they're a C, and I took a piece of Sobeys kielbasa, and I sliced it thin. I'd cooked it already, but sliced it thin.
So you made a Pac-Man out of it,
I did. I made a little Pac-Man out of them, and I put them on those skewers. Oh, man.
Wow.
Those people had not tasted anything like that. You know,
I don't think anybody has.
That
Polish shrimp.
Yeah. Oh, it was good. You know, I was just sitting there, and I was thinking about it. It's like, well, what can I do to kind of jazz this up a little bit?
That sounds awesome. If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, heard every weekend on these iHeart stations and all around Michigan. Of course, you can stream us online at thegrillingguys.com. When you're there, don't forget to check out that top banner that says Operation GI Barbecue. It's our effort to feed the troops. And our last two smokers have shipped, and I believe they're in the warehouse in Ada. So we're just waiting, like, by the phone for the military to call and give us the go-ahead for our last two bases. And we're, I'm told, very, very close. So we might have a surprise trip coming up.
That's very cool. And we're not going to jinx ourselves with an announcement because we've done that before and it didn't work out. But, yeah, if any of you know a ranking general that you got a little secret over or something that you can twist his arm and make this thing happen, you know, the Grilling Guys would appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, and those troops need our help. Also, you can check out some of the sidebars over there. All our sponsors are listed on that front homepage. You'll notice one of them is Thermapen. They're running a special this month on the Thermopop. It's like 15% off. A matter of fact, I think everything they have is 15% off. But if you click on that Thermopen, ThermalWorks button, it'll take you right to their website and all their specials will pop up. I think it's 15% off everything right
Thermopop
now.
Thermopop works wonderful.
Yes.
Already put it to the test, man. And it's just as accurate as the Thermapen. A little easier to use. Fits right in the little sleeve pocket if you're a chef, but got its own little housing, and it's, you know, it looks like a lollipop.
Does have a rotating grill, too.
Right.
I mean, rotating
screen.
Screen.
Yeah, so, and it's lit. It's backlit. So if you're out grilling in the dark like
30
I
bucks.
Was, yeah, for 30 bucks, you
can't complain about that.
Absolutely
great.
Yeah,
in the next segment, we're going to talk to Dustin Meeker. He's just opened a new smokehouse in Grand Rapids, Michigan called Jack's Smokehouse and Sandwich Shop, and it's right over by my barber. I want to give a shout out to my barber Andy at the Cascade Barbershop because I was in getting my hair cut a week ago, and of course all the guys in that shop listen to the show. It's crazy, and if they don't, they do after I've been there, because that's all we do is talk about barbecue when we're there. But so we're talking about, you know, barbecue and the show, and he goes, hey, there's a brand new barbecue shop just opened up. It's just right across the parking lot here, and it's called Jack's. I'm like, really? What's the deal with that? He goes, well, it's this guy that just came in. It's only been open a month. I think he's a hog farmer or something. I don't know. You got to check him out. So I'm like, okay. Well, in the meantime, you're texting
there.
Me and you're telling me, hey, I just found a new barbecue shop. So
yeah, we're always on the hunt.
Of course, we had to have them in.
Sure, absolutely. So
some of the other things we're going to do in the show is we're going to talk about some great ways to do barbecue at a tailgate. I'm talking real barbecue. I'm not talking about, you know, doing just a burger or a hot dog. That's not barbecue. I'm talking barbecue where you getting down low.
And you'll want to hear this because there's tips and techniques that Bob will unveil for us that will make
secrets of the universe.
Well, and it'll make you the hero of the tailgate, because prep is everything on this deal.
Yeah.
And as long as you can listen and set your course, the results are usually pretty good.
Don't forget to check us out on thegrillingguys.com. Okay, go to the website, check us out, give us a like on Facebook.
Coming up next, we're going to jack your world with a little barbecue. Stick with us. We'll be back. Strange trip. I spend my whole